grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
Coming, Chris Fowley from The Hemp Store. You there?
I'm coming at you. I can hear you. Kia ora.
The phone's still working at The Hemp Store?
Oh, only just, mate. It's been one of those days. Computers died, Epos died, but we're chucking through.
That's the worst feeling, working retail and having the Epos go down. You're frustrated, the customers are frustrated, and everything just sucks.
Yeah, we're coping. We're coping, though. We managed to get through it all. You know, you got to have your backups and things, as you do. That's one thing that the last couple of years have taught us. So, I don't think it has made much difference on the public side of things, but behind the scenes, yeah, it's been one of those days.
But all good.
But hey, on the good news front, got to say, some good news, so I think it's good news. We're able to go ahead with J-Day now. Of course, the annual protest and celebration of cannabis, and it's held every year in Albert Park since 1992. So I think this is going to be the 30th one, because we had a year, the first COVID year, that didn't have one. So 30 years of J-Day. Awesome. And so now that there's no restrictions on outdoor events, so it won't be from the 4th of April, we're able to go ahead, because it just wasn't practical under the old settings. Like most events, just wasn't going to be able to get permission to hold it in the park there, and be feasible. But now we can. So we had everything on standby. It's all just been like pull the trigger on everything and ready to go. So J-Day is May the 7th. It's always the first Saturday in May every year all around the world. And so May the 7th, mark it in your diary, in your back diary, and make sure you save that date. And hopefully there'll be no major changes or anything before, but, you know, got to stay flexible. Thinking of my good friends over in Nimbin, Australia, of course, the Australian cannabis capital in northern New South Wales, they got absolutely hammered by the recent floods. So their J-Day, the Nimbin Mardi Gras, they've actually postponed it till September. Instead of a harvest festival, it's going to be a spring planting festival. But my thoughts and, you know, feelings really go out to the people there, because their outdoor cannabis, which is pretty much all they grow in those parts, they can grow kind of year-round, it's very tropical, but it all got destroyed and washed away, like literally washed away by the floods. And there are literally thousands of medical cannabis using patients in Australia that rely on that cannabis. So, thoughts go out to them. And then hopefully, as I say, because they can grow year round, they can just get going straight away and then get a new crop.
Nice one. Now, anything happening, especially at J-Day? Music, stalls, speakers?
Yeah, that's, I guess we've got to start playing that flag, but yeah, no, there'll be some music. There's always a whole bunch of great music and market stalls and information, getting to hang out with like-minded people, getting to experience a day where you don't feel the full weight of depression or prohibition hanging on your shoulders. It's a little bit like going overseas and seeing how other people are able to live. It's not actually legal for the day. That's maybe something that a lot of people think, but safety in numbers, and I think the police don't have any, or certainly for a good 20 years, haven't been of the mind to come to J-Day and cause trouble. And it's in people's lawful right to protest and express themselves. As I say, a lot of information and things you can learn and, as I say, get to meet people and just generally have a nice, pleasant day.
I can vouch for it being a great day. Definitely worth the trip if you're in Auckland on Saturday the 7th of May from high noon till 4:20.
Go. Mate, we'll put that on the poster, eh? That's a good point.
Yeah. Now, what else is happening in the news, Chris Fowley?
50 years ago, we mark that 50 years ago this week in 1972, the Schaefer Commission, which was a federal commission convened by former President Nixon in America, the only federal level commission ever held into cannabis policy and laws. Only one ever. That's 50 years ago today. Isn't that incredible? But what it actually recommended was that cannabis be decriminalised at the state level and the federal level. And here's a familiar kind of story. Do you think they did that? Do you think they actually followed the recommendations? No, of course not. They did the opposite. And Nixon actually coined the term the war on drugs and kickstarted it off. In response to his own commission that he appointed and tried to stack, full of conservatives and that, own commission said decriminalized. He goes, no, war on drugs time.
So 50 years ago, still trying to do it in New Zealand.
And it's taken all that time to wind it back. You know, people have wound it back through people power, through ballots and referendums across America. But also at the same time, you know, that was, if you think about the context of that, it was just after the 60s and they were still, you know, very hippie-ish kind of time. And I'm saying that just as a, you know, obvious. But anyway, it was that time of a lot of social change. And we had our own commission here in New Zealand. It's called the Blake Palmer Committee. Met in 1972 to 1973, same time as the Schaefer one. And it did the same thing, recommended decrim. And it said, well, but if you're going to, you know, proceed with some sort of criminal law and that, you know, let's maintain prohibition only for so long as it is seen to be effective. Mm. Right? That's what they said back in 1972. And they recommended another full inquiry and review within 10 years. And, of course, that has never happened. Incredible, eh? But 50 years ago, and here we are, still
and
trying
over,
to do it.
Over the, in the article you sent through, over 30 million Americans have been imprisoned on cannabis charges.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Wow, absolutely crazy. Mm. And you know, we don't have quite as high a rate as imprisonment as America, but we have very high arrest rates for cannabis, or have had just until recent years. So, you know, in the 90s, it was running at 20 to 30,000 people a year were being arrested for cannabis here. Huge arrest rates. And which brings me, I guess, to our other local news. And unfortunately, local news is all a bit depressing because it's all, this week, it's all just signs of what happens when we continue with prohibition. So today, shooting in Glen Innes, people in hospital, people shot overnight in a quiet suburban street. Man who's been apprehended, police aren't saying whether he's the shooter yet, but he's fleeing the scene with a large quantity of cannabis, like a sack load. So the shooting certainly seems, the way they're reporting it so far, it's cannabis related. That doesn't happen where it's legal. This is again, you put cannabis in the illegal underground, and this is what happens. People turn up with guns in the middle of the night and try and steal it. Mm-hmm. Another story, also in the Herald, drug dealer sold marijuana to high school students to pay their medical bills. So I guess there's two things here. Is why do they have such high medical bills? You know, like, come on, we shouldn't have to go off and sell weed to pay medical bills. But also, that's no excuse for selling weed to high school students. And again, this is what, you know, voting no, this is what we end up with, is people running tinny shops and selling to high school kids. So, yeah, unfortunately, the New Zealand news isn't the most inspiring. But hey, J-Day, hopefully we can have a fun day then and do something about that. But the other thing I just wanted to briefly mention as well, there's a group called BPAC, the Best Practice Advisory Committee. This is a New Zealand group, comes out of the Otago Med School, and they provide guidance to doctors. It's not the Auckland Med School, I've got to say. So just whatever I'm about to say now, it doesn't apply to Auckland. This is out of Otago. But they were funded by the Ministry of Health to produce a document, Guidance for Doctors, and it's just been released 2 days ago. And this is, what every GP in the country will be referring to when you go to talk to them about wanting medical cannabis or CBD. It's called an overview of medical cannabis for health practitioners. And there's some really good stuff in there. It's a little bit light where it comes to each condition and what should happen there. So I think each doctor is kind of going to be struggling still for information there. But my big concern, and I've got to say, I'm kind of shocked this is even in there, because we've pointed it out to them in our submissions on it. And we've talked about it here on the show in previous weeks. And that's that they're advising doctors that potentially 4 grams of THC could be a lethal dose.
Mm-hmm.
And they put that in their draft. We pointed out it's wrong and that it's based on just nothing. And it's still in there. And the only thing they've done is qualify it by saying there's no known lethal dose of cannabinoid ingestion that will result in a toxic or lethal dose to humans.
Okay, so they're saying
that sounds fair enough.
It could be lethal, but there's no known lethal dose.
Yeah, so on the one hand they say there's no dose, but then they go on to say, however, you know, in animal models, could be 800 to 900 milligrams per kilo, and therefore for a 70 kilo human, this suggests they would have to ingest approximately 4 grams of THC. Now, 4 grams of THC is actually not that much. You know, it's a little handful of bugs. So I would have thought this would have happened to someone before now. So just some basic number crunching, it's like, hang on, where'd you got this from? So we've done some inquiring, and shout out to Tig as well from the Tiger Drops. He went and dug up the original papers, and they're actually quoting in their own guidance here. When you read the papers that they're actually saying this comes from, it turns out it's a report from the World Health Organization called THC Toxicology. It says that actually an LD50 in rats, 800 milligrams a kilo, monkeys, 9,000 milligrams a kilo, you do this out to actual weed, and for a 70-kilo human, which is what they're talking about, it's between 56 and 630 grams of cannabis, not the 4 grams they're talking about. So when you actually read the paper, it's 56 to 630 grams. 630 grams is a lot, right? You gave it all at once. But still I'm thinking, hang on, someone would have done this by now. Where are these dead people? So let's look at that paper. When you look at that paper, which is by Grottenhermann, he actually says there's no deaths at those levels. So the WHO have misquoted it and said actually half the subjects are dying if you have that dose. BPAC then turned that down into 4 grams for some reason. We don't know where they got that from. But the original citation is that there is no deaths at that dose. And if you read further in that paper, you find that they actually found the rats that they were giving this THC to lived longer because they had lower rates of cancer. So the original source is that they live longer with lower rates of cancer. It's misquoted to being a lethal dose of between 56 and 630 grams. And it's further misquoted by BPAT to say, actually, it's only 4 grams. And 4 grams is in about 2 packs of Tilray oil from your GP. So This could well be why when people go to their doctor and say, I'd like to have some medical cannabis, please, and then the doctors go and read this guide and they go, holy shit, this could kill people. It's just incredible, absolutely incredible. This was funded by the Ministry of Health and put out this week to all doctors in New Zealand.
Have you raised an issue with it? Can it be amended?
Well, so Ty, bless his cotton socks, has gone off and emailed the authors today and said, where'd you get all this from? And they've come back and said, this is the correct math. We've gone with a light person of 50 kilos, and they're having the 800 kilos, the smallest amount. But so they're still not acknowledging it. It's actually a misquote, and there were no deaths in these papers. Yes. So they're saying, oh, it's 800 milligrams times the 50 kilos, and that's 4 grams. And they actually said, this is the correct math. Mm-hmm. And if you actually work out what 800 milligrams per kilo times 50 kilos, it is 40 grams. So they're still out by a factor of 10 when they're challenged on it, and they actually come back all snarky saying this is the correct math, and they're still wrong. So, yeah, I'm just absolutely incredulous that this is the level of advice being provided to our doctors.
Yeah, crazy.
I've got myself all worked up, but it's not all bad, I guess.
Not all bad. J-Day's happening. J-Day, I'm
assuming... There must be some good stuff out there, right? Yeah, come to J-Day. That's good news.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about J-Day on 95BFM as you assemble the lineup and guest speakers and stalls and so forth.
That's the one. Yeah, we'll have that all rolling out and rolling up over the next few weeks.
Yeah, nice. And any final words from the hemp store? Anything happening up there that the people need to know about?
Well, it's all pretty busy, actually. It's sort of picking up out on the street there. So come on in and or get online, whatever you want to do. But and if you want to help out with J-Day and get involved with that, then drop in and you know, leave a note or something, and we'll get back to you.
Legend. Awesome. Thank you very much, Chris Valley, and big shout out to the Hemp Store.
All right. Cheers. See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm a